Another example of how racism is used to further divide us and use us. And make us feel as if we are the cause of the misfortune that afflicts the society. Let us take, for example, free trade and the massive job loss that is directly related to it. Who does the media blame for the economic hardship that is being felt by the working poor and the unemployed? Not the money people. No, no, no. They blame the people who are suffering the most. Black people, visible minority, and immigrants. Immigrants. They don't stop to tell you that immigrants also build. Immigrants consume. Immigrants enrich the society. They make contributions. No, they don't tell you that. You're all on the welfare list. We don't need you here. Well, why racism keeps the poor and the ignorant fighting amongst themselves? It keeps the rich exploiters safe. Very safe. From your birth, there has been a battle to rob you of your mind. Your mind is needed for manipulation. Your mind is needed to be polluted with narcissism, confusion, immorality, and illusion. Your mind is placed in a confused state so you can become an unwitting accomplice to the agenda of the powerful. This mind bending will start from birth. It will continue through the TV, which I personally call the idiot box. And yes, here in school. It will continue as you go out to work, and you will be manipulated as the rich and powerful chooses to, and for their own purpose. So how do you stop the manipulation and keep ownership of your mind? You read. You read and you read and you read. And you read books and you select them well. And you free your mind of pollution. You free your mind of lies. And when you know the truth, it will empower you and it will give you back ownership of your mind.